玩得怎么样？这句英语要怎么说呢？
How was your trip?
How was your trip? How was your trip? 之前我们有讨论过类似的问题，就是这个外国人非常喜欢问你好不好，然后如果他知道你是从旅行刚回来的话，一定也会这样子问 How was your trip? How was your trip? 特别注意一下中间这个 be 动词是用 was 的形式，为什么呢？是因为这个 trip 已经是过去发生的事了嘛，所以当然是这样问 How was your trip? Let's do a slow dialogue.
Welcome back, Lily. How was your trip?
Great, but it's good to be backAnything happened around here while I was away?
Not much. We've had a slow couple of weeks. Anyway, it's good to have you back.
这边一开始 Mr. Wang 就欢迎这个 Lily 回来说 Welcome back, Lily. How was your trip? 就问他这个旅行旅的怎么样啊，就是玩的怎么样啊。然后 Lily 就说 Great, but it's good to be back. 不知道说同学们有没有一样的感觉，就是去旅行了一段时间呢，突然就觉得说还是家最好。所以呢，大概也是这样子的意思， Great, but it's good to be back. 然后接着 Lily 呢，她也回问过去啊，那你问我好不好，我也想要问一下最近有什么新鲜事发生吗？Anything happened around here while I was away? 我们特别注意一下这个问句哦，其实它省略了这个 did anything happen around here? 所以在英文里面呢，特别是绘画的部分，常会看到这样的句子，可能本来是问句，但是前面已经省略了掉这个疑问词的这个助动词，所以本来是 did anything happen, 现在就直接讲这个 anything happen around here while I was away?然后 Mr. Wang 接着回答说没什么，这个 not much 是用在来回答人家问你最近好不好，很好用的一句话，就是 not much。 接下来 Mr. Wang 又说 We've had a slow couple of weeks. A slow couple of weeks, 特别注意一下这个 a couple of 就是指一些几周几个的意思，那 a couple of weeks 就是几周，这几周都过得很慢耶，所以呢 we've had a slow couple of weeks。 然后接下来话锋一转呢，就说 anyway it's good to have you back, 这也是一个客套话，就是说哎，你回来真好啊， it's good to have you back. Let's do a fast one.
Welcome back, Lily. How was your trip?
Great.But it's good to be back. Anything happened around here while I was away?
Not much. We've had a slow couple of weeks. Anyway, it's good to have you back.
这句英语怎么说？由 Mr. and Mrs. Wong 周一到周五